You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am your God, he says, the one who created you with purpose and love. You are not a mistake, but a masterpiece crafted by my own hands. Your existence is not an accident, but a divine appointment to fulfill my plans for you. I know your fears, your doubts, and your worries, he whispers. But I want you to know that I am always near, watching over you like a loving father watches over his child. My presence is with you even when you can't feel it. You may feel lost and alone, but I am your guide. I will lead you through the darkest valleys and brightest mountains. Trust me, for I know the path ahead, and I will carry you through every storm. My love for you is unconditional, he says. It's not based on your performance or achievements. It's based on my infinite mercy and grace. You are mine, and I will never let you go. I see the battles you're fighting, he says gently. I see the tears you've cried and the scars you've carried. But I want you to know that I am your healer. I will bind up your wounds and lift your head high once more. You are strong enough for this journey, he encourages. You are brave enough to face your fears. You are capable of overcoming every obstacle that comes your way. I am your refuge, he says. When the world around you is crumbling, come to me. Find solace in my presence, and let me wrap my arms around you like a warm embrace. Your past does not define you, he whispers. It only prepares you for the greatness that lies ahead. I am taking what was meant for harm and using it for good. I will rescue you from the jaws of defeat, he says. I will lift you up from the depths of despair and set your feet on solid ground. You are not forgotten, he assures. You are seen, heard, and loved by me. Never forget that I am your God, always present and always near. In times of darkness, hold on to my hand, he instructs. In times of uncertainty, trust my guidance. For I am the same God who parted the Red Sea and calmed the stormy waters. I will give you wisdom for each step, he promises. I will guide your decisions and grant you courage for each challenge that comes your way. You are not alone in this journey, he says. You have me by your side, guiding you through every twist and turn. I will speak to your heart, he whispers. I will nudge you towards purpose and destiny. Listen closely, for my voice is always whispering sweet nothings in your ear. The concept of God taking care of us is not new, yet it never ceases to amaze. Think about the intricacy of a butterfly's wing, the perfect orbit of planets, or the miracle of a newborn's first breath. If God can orchestrate the cosmos with such precision, how much more can he handle the intricacies of our lives? His care extends beyond our physical needs. It encompasses our emotional well-being, our spiritual growth, and our eternal destiny. It's a holistic care that leaves no aspect of our being untouched, no corner of our lives unattended. But let's be honest, life isn't always a bed of roses, is it? We face trials, tribulations, and moments where God's care seems distant, if not entirely absent. It's in these crucible moments that the second part of God's promise comes into sharp focus. I will rescue you. Rescue implies danger, a situation beyond our control, a need for intervention. God doesn't promise a life free from storms. Instead, He promises to be our lifeline when the waves threaten to overwhelm us. This rescue might not always look the way we expect, but it's always perfectly timed and tailored to our needs. The promise of God's care and rescue is not a one-time offer. It's a continuous, ever-present reality. It's like a river that flows through the landscape of our lives, sometimes visible and rushing, other times hidden underground, but always moving, always present. This constancy is what gives us the courage to face each new day, to take risks, to love deeply, and to live fully. It's the bedrock upon which we can build our lives, knowing that no matter what comes our way, we have a God who is committed to our well-being. But here's where it gets really interesting. God's promise is not just about what He will do for us. It's an invitation to a relationship. When God says, "I'm your God," He's extending an offer of intimacy, of communion, of a bond that transcends human understanding. It's a call to know Him, to walk with Him, to experience life in its fullest sense. This relationship is not based on our performance or worthiness. It's grounded in His unchanging character. Now, you might be wondering, if God is taking care of me, why do I still face hardships? It's a valid question, one that has echoed through the ages. The answer lies in understanding that God's care doesn't always mean prevention of difficulties. Often, it means provision in the midst of them. Think of a parent teaching a child to ride a bike. The parent doesn't prevent all falls. Instead, they're there to pick the child up, dust them off, and encourage them to try again. God's care often works in a similar way, providing strength, wisdom, and comfort as we navigate life's challenges. The concept of rescue is equally nuanced. Sometimes, God's rescue is dramatic, a last-minute miracle, an unexpected solution to an impossible problem. Other times, it's subtle, a change in perspective, a newfound strength to endure, a peace that defies logic. God's rescue is not always about changing our circumstances. Sometimes, it's about changing us within our circumstances. It's about developing resilience, building character, and deepening our faith. Let's delve deeper into what it means for God to be our God. This possessive pronoun speaks volumes about the personal nature of our relationship with the divine. It's not a distant, impersonal force we're dealing with, but a being who desires to be known, to be involved in the minutiae of our lives. This God knows the number of hairs on our head, understands our deepest fears and wildest dreams, and still chooses to claim us as His own. It's a staggering thought, isn't it? The Creator of the universe, the author of life itself, wants a personal relationship with each one of us. The promise of God's care extends into every aspect of our lives. It's there in the mundane moments, the daily grind, the routine tasks, the quiet evenings. It's also present in the monumental occasions, the life-changing decisions, the pivotal moments that shape our futures. His care is like a tapestry, woven intricately through every experience, every relationship, every triumph, and every trial. Sometimes, we see only the tangled threads on the back of the tapestry, but God sees the beautiful picture He's creating. When God promises to rescue us, it's not just about physical deliverance. It's about emotional healing, mental restoration, and spiritual renewal. Think about the times in your life when you felt trapped. Maybe by circumstances, by your own mistakes, or by the actions of others. God's rescue might come in the form of a changed heart, a new perspective, or an unexpected opportunity. It might be the strength to forgive, the courage to start over, or the wisdom to make a difficult decision. God's rescue is as diverse as the challenges we face. But here's a thought that might challenge you. What if God's care sometimes looks like allowing us to struggle? What if His rescue sometimes means walking with us through the fire rather than plucking us out of it? This is where faith comes into play. It's easy to believe in God's care when everything is going smoothly, but true faith is forged in the crucible of adversity. When we trust God's promise, even when we can't see the evidence, that's when our faith grows and our relationship with Him deepens. Consider the metaphor of a master sculptor working on a block of marble. The sculptor's care for the statue doesn't mean protecting it from every chisel stroke. Rather, it means applying the chisel with skill and purpose to reveal the masterpiece within. In the same way, God's care for us sometimes involves allowing and even using life's challenges to shape us into the people He knows we can be. His rescue, in this context, is not about removing the chisel, but about ensuring that every stroke serves a purpose in creating something beautiful. The promise I will take care of you is not a guarantee of an easy life. It's a guarantee of a meaningful one. It's a promise that nothing we experience is wasted, that every joy and every sorrow can be woven into the fabric of our growth and purpose. This care might manifest as provision in times of need, guidance in times of confusion, or comfort in times of sorrow. When God says, "I will rescue you," He's not just talking about a one-time event. It's an ongoing process, a continuous act of redemption and restoration. Think about the areas in your life that need rescue. Maybe it's a relationship that's fallen apart, a dream that seems to be slipping away, or a battle with inner demons that feels never ending. God's rescue operation is already in motion, working in ways we might not yet see or understand. The beauty of God's promise lies in its universality. It's not reserved for the perfect, the holy, or the deserving. It's a promise extended to all of humanity, regardless of background, beliefs, or past mistakes. This inclusivity is radical, challenging our human tendencies to categorize and exclude. It reminds us that in God's eyes, every single person is worthy of care and rescue. How might our world change if we truly embraced this perspective? The promise of God's care and rescue is not just a comfort, it's a call to action. When we truly internalize this promise, it changes how we live. We become more willing to take risks for the right reasons, more capable of extending grace to others, more resilient in the face of adversity. It's like having a safety net that allows us to walk the high wire of life with confidence, knowing that even if we fall, we will be caught. Consider how this promise might transform our approach to failure. In a world that often equates failure with worthlessness, God's unwavering care reminds us that our value is not determined by our successes or failures. His promise to rescue us means that no failure is final, no mistake is irredeemable. This perspective frees us to learn from our failures rather than being defined by them, to get back up when we fall, knowing that God's care and rescue are constants in our lives. But what about when God's care seems to contradict our desires? What about when His rescue doesn't look the way we think it should? This is where trust comes into play. Trusting God's promise doesn't mean we always understand His methods. It means believing that His perspective is broader than ours, His wisdom deeper, His love more perfect. It's about surrendering our limited understanding to His infinite wisdom. The promise of God's care extends even to the darkest corners of our lives. Those areas we're ashamed of, the parts of ourselves we try to hide. His care reaches into these shadows, not with condemnation, but with healing and transformation. When God says He will take care of us, He means all of us, our public persona and our private struggles, our visible achievements and our hidden fears. There's something profoundly liberating about being fully known and still fully loved. God's promise to rescue us doesn't always mean changing our external circumstances. Sometimes the rescue happens within us. It might be a shift in perspective that allows us to see beauty in the midst of pain, or a surge of strength when we thought we had nothing left to give. This internal rescue is often more powerful and lasting than any external change could be. It's about being transformed from the inside out. Think about the implications of having the Creator of the universe as your God. It means you have access to infinite wisdom and unmatched power. It means that the same God who spoke galaxies into existence is intimately concerned with your life. This realization should fill us with awe, humility, and a deep sense of security. No problem is too big, no detail too small for this God who claims us as His own. "Your story is still being written," He says. "It's a masterpiece unfolding before my eyes. Trust me to guide your pen strokes as we co-author this incredible tale together. I know the end from the beginning," He reminds us. "I know the climax of your story is yet to come, but I promise it will be glorious beyond anything you can imagine. Don't be afraid of the unknown," He encourages. "I am with you in every unknown moment, shaping the course of history according to my divine plan. Your prayers are heard," He assures us. "They are heard in heaven's courts, where angels whisper them back to me as incense before my throne. In every stormy night, hold on to hope," He says, "for I am the one who brings light in the darkness and calms every raging sea. I am your defender," He says. "I will stand between you and harm, shielding you from every arrow of destruction. You are safe in my presence. You are a child of the Most High, and as such, you have authority over every circumstance that comes your way. Listen closely, dear one, for God has a message just for you. I am the Lord your God, and I want you to know that I will take care of you and rescue you. No matter what life throws your way, Remember that I am with you always. As you journey through life, you will encounter challenges and moments of doubt. But fear not, for God is your shield and your strength. He goes before you, making a way where there seems to be no way. God is your constant companion, walking alongside you on this journey. When you feel alone, reach out because He is always within whispering distance. God is your advocate and intercessor, standing by your side. His Spirit prays for you, and His angels surround and protect you. When you feel lost and uncertain, seek God's face. In prayer and meditation, He will reveal His will and direction for your life. Remember, God is a God of miracles. He specializes in the impossible. What seems hopeless to you is an opportunity for Him to display His power. Believe and expect the extraordinary, because He can do far more than you could ever imagine. You are God's beloved child, and He celebrates your victories. He rejoices with you in your successes and delights in your progress. He is cheering you on, urging you forward toward the prize. Consider the story of a lost traveler wandering through a dense forest, unsure of the path ahead. The shadows loom large, and the way seems unclear. Yet, in the distance, a light flickers, a sign of hope. This light represents God's unwavering presence in our lives. "I am your God," He reassures us, illuminating the darkness with His love. Just as the traveler finds solace in the light, we too can find comfort in the knowledge that God is guiding us, even when the road is fraught with challenges. In our moments of vulnerability, when we feel exposed and fragile, God's voice becomes a soothing balm for our weary souls. "I will take care of you," He promises, inviting us to surrender our worries and fears. This act of surrender is not a sign of weakness. Rather, it is a courageous step towards embracing the divine care that awaits us. As we release our burdens into His hands, we open ourselves to the transformative power of His love, allowing it to wash over us like a gentle rain. As we reflect on the moments when we felt abandoned or forgotten, it's essential to remember that God's presence is not always loud and boisterous. Sometimes, it is found in the quiet whispers of our hearts, urging us to trust in His plan. "I will rescue you," He assures us, even when we cannot see the way forward. In the face of adversity, we often question our worth and purpose. Yet, God's voice cuts through the noise, reminding us of our inherent value. "I am your God," He proclaims, instilling within us a sense of belonging and significance. This affirmation encourages us to rise above our circumstances, to embrace our identity as beloved children of the Most High. With each step we take, we carry the weight of this truth, empowering us to shine brightly in a world that often seeks to dim our light. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you. Amen.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.